Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up presented by Air Force Reserve. Jake Eisenberg with you, getting you set for the second game of this three-game series between the Richmond Flying Squirrels and the Reading Fighting Phils. Flying Squirrels have won three games in a row, first three-game winning streak since the opening weekend of this season. Flying Squirrels look to make it four in a row tonight against the Fighting Phils. We're now joined by right-hander Sam Wolf on the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up. Big part of the win yesterday, a scoreless inning for you. You've had a lot of success over your last five appearances now, Sam. What's behind that?
Just trusting my stuff. Going out there, attacking hitters. Like I said, trust my stuff, throwing strikes, getting ahead of the count, and letting my defense work behind me.
Is there a certain pitch that you've developed over the last year or so that you feel more confident now than you have before?
Yeah, I started throwing a slider in 2017. I've just really over the past couple of years tried to develop it more and more. This year I've really started to feel like I've gotten the feel for it, being able to throw it, kind of when I want to, behind in counts, early in counts. I think has been a big pitch for me this year, throwing that off of the fastball.
What goes into developing a new pitch?
Just throwing it, really. That's the only way that you're going to get it better is by throwing it, trusting it. More than anything, experience with it, being able to, transfer what you're doing in the bullpens and throwing, before the game, to the mound, trusting it and just letting it work.
Chatting here with Sam Wolf on the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up presented by Air Force Reserve. Big part of the Flying Squirrels bullpen this year. Last year, your first full season with the Giants organization after a trade in 2017 when you started throwing that slider. What was all of that whirlwind like going from the Rangers to coming over to the Giants?
It was a whirlwind. I was kind of right in the middle of a rehab stint. I had a surgery at the end of 2017, flexor tendon repair. Anytime you're kind of on the rehab side, you feel like you're on the shelf and, a little bit out of the loop, and got the call saying that I'd been traded, and was really excited for the opportunity to go to a new organization that has, such great history, just start fresh. And, that's what last year was finishing up the rehab process with a great strength conditioning staff. The rehab staff was incredible, and then getting back to a full season.
But then 2018, a little bit of a bumpy road. Have you been able to pinpoint maybe what the source of the struggle was?
Yeah, I think more than anything, just trusting my stuff. I think last year, coming out of or off of a surgery, I was immediately trying to be back to what I was before the surgery, and not understanding that, there's that process of developing the feel for everything back, and there's going to be the ups and downs of the season, just trust was the biggest thing. And I think that coming into this year, I told myself, I'm going to trust my stuff and just let it all play.
Chatting here with Sam Wolf on the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up presented by Air Force Reserve. Sam, you grew up in South Dakota, a state that's maybe not really known for baseball. What was it like kind of growing as a baseball player in South Dakota?
Yeah, it was a place that definitely forced me to play more than just baseball. I played four sports, I ran track, baseball, basketball, and played football. And, it was a great place to grow up. Like I said, be able to, play different sports and be active and kind of become a well-rounded athlete. I loved it. And, I know I talked to my dad earlier today, and he said it snowed there the last 3 days, and I can't believe that considering it's the end of May. But, it is. It's a great place to grow up, and, it is a surprisingly a very good baseball town, Rapid City. There's a great baseball program there, and that I was fortunate to be a part of.
Basketball, football, track, what were the positions?
So in football, I was a wide receiver, and then kick returner, punt returner, and safety. And then track, I was a 100, 200, 400 meter and long jumper. And then basketball, a point guard and shooting guard.
happens.
All right, so you were a speed guy in high school for sure.
used to be. I don't know where it went, but I guess I became a pitcher.
All right, but as far as the bullpen goes, could you take any of those guys in a race nowadays?
Ooh, I don't know. It'd be tough. We got some quick guys. It would be tough.
Maybe we'll have to set that up.
Yeah, absolutely.
Tell me something about South Dakota that people don't know. We know Mount Rushmore's there, but what else can you tell us about South Dakota?
Oh, man. It's beautiful. You know, I think a lot of people think of South Dakota, they think flat, rolling hills. You know, where I'm from in Rapid City, it's, you know, a lot of trees and hills and mountains. And it's just a gorgeous place to grow up. You get all four seasons, you know, some harsher than others. The winter obviously drags on a little bit, gets a little chilly. But it is. It's a great place to go visit if you ever get a chance to.
We're talking here with Sam Wolf on the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up presented by Air Force Reserve. 6:35 first pitch tonight between the Flying Squirrels and the Fightin' Phils. Sam, last night you came into the ballgame in the eighth inning. So you watched the first seven innings from the bullpen down in the right field corner. What do you do to pass the time down there?
You know, I think everyone starts out, you know, just ready to go for the game. I mean, we're all pretty loose early, you know, early on, but, you know, kind of after a couple innings, everyone starts locking it in, and you know, we definitely are talking about the hitters and, you know, some tendencies that they may have or that we're seeing down in the bullpen, and you know, more than anything, just talking pitching really.
Any interaction with the fans that are hanging out on the bullpen deck?
A little bit. You get a lot of people asking for baseballs, and we like to toss one up every now and then if we get a chance to.
All right, when you do lock in, what's the warm-up process like for a reliever?
Yeah, you know, I think there's kind of a, you know, three different stages you go through. One of them is just kind of obviously getting up and moving around, kind of getting some blood flow going after sitting for, you know, maybe four or five, six innings. Just moving around, stretching out a little bit. And then the closer you're getting to, you know, cranking up and getting hot, you know, some band work, you know, a little bit more active stuff. Like I said, just trying to maybe get somewhat of a sweat going before you start throwing and turning the volume up on it.
We saw Connor Overton yesterday enter as a reliever. He got a plate appearance.
Oh, yeah.
Still waiting for your first professional plate appearance. Is this the year that we see you swing a bat?
I hope so. I'm excited to get in there. It's been a while, but I am. I mean, that's, you know, part of the game that's so much fun is just the competition, the competing, and, you know, even if it's something that I haven't done for a while. I mean, obviously every pitcher dreams about being able to get a hit. So, no, I'd love the opportunity to.
So you're going up there hacking.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, maybe after seeing a pitch or two, but, yeah, I'll swing it, absolutely.
All right, well, we'll start lobbying for a Sam Wolf at bat right here and now, and hopefully we see that by the end of this season. So we know how you pass the time in the bullpen a little bit, getting ready for hitters, but in the clubhouse before the game, you're one of the guys who loves to play cards. I would call you the card shark at the clubhouse. Where did that begin? How did you get so good at cards?
You know, I don't know. I think it's just something that is kind of part of baseball to pass the time, you know, on our bus trips and stuff like that. You know, guys, it's a camaraderie thing, you know, getting the guys together, playing cards, having fun, kind of getting to know your teammates type of thing. And, you know, that's always been a part of the game that I have really enjoyed because it's something other than just the baseball aspect. You know, it's something to kind of take your mind off of the game for a little bit and enjoy yourself. And, yeah, you know, I've had a good time, you know, playing cards with all my teammates and just enjoying it.
Do they know that you can do some card tricks?
I try to keep it hidden because then they tend not to want to play with me because I think I'm pulling some sort of trickery. But no, I do. I have a pretty good little magic trick that I like to bust out every now and then.
Just the one?
Yeah, I'm a one-hit wonder. Yeah, that's it. That's all I got.
Sam Wolf, one-trick pony. It is a good one, though. It bewildered me. How did you learn it?
You know, I actually learned that from my dad when I was, maybe 8 or 9 years old, and was just in awe of it. And so I know when he taught me, it was like, oh, I was just infatuated with showing people and wanting to do it over and over. And you know, I love doing it for anybody, so it's kind of fun to do.
Well, I know a magician never reveals his secret, so I won't even ask. Sam, it's been awesome to watch you on the mound. Hopefully we're gonna watch you in the batter's box. Thanks again and best of luck.
Absolutely. Thank you, Jake.
We'll be right back in the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up presented by Air Force Reserve. The starting lineups are next, and then first pitch between Richmond and Reading on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now 105.1 FM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.